פרגרף י"ז, וזה צורך שיחווה אין הודום בכל מייסו ומלאכתוי, שהכל בשביל התכלס, שהוא לחסור ולמשוך ולקולו בשרושוי. And this is what a Jew has to make sure is his intention in everything he does, all of his actions, all the work he does, that it's all for the sake of the tachlis, which is to plug into Hashem, to plug into my roots, to connect and reconnect with Hashem. אבל כבר מבואר שבכל המלוכויס נחזס הסדרה אחרא מחמסכת עולם ראשון. But we've explained already earlier that in all different types of work and asiya, the sidra achra has gotten involved from the time of the pigam of Adam Arishan. Utzrichin yegioi subeirurim gedoilim, and therefore it requires tremendous struggle and effort and sorting out of good from bad. V'chol ma shehamalocha rechoyke b'yosem en atachlis, shom tzrichin biror yoser. And the more that the type of work that we're speaking about is further away from the final objective, from the final goal, the more it requires a greater degree of birur, of refinement. Ki shom nechezes ha-sitrachra b'yoser, because that's where the sitrachra is most strongly connected, machma sherechoyke b'yoser mi'atachlis, since that act of work is further away from the goal, from the objective, from the koyach ha-moshich. Alkein mezgaber shom koyach ha-machriach b'yoser, that's why the koyach ha-machriach there is stronger, because at that point we're still very far away from the goal, which is koyach ha-moshich. Ki ikar koyach ha-moshich mezgaber b'yoser kishebo adovor el tachlisoy. Because when does the koyach ha-moshich get stronger? When the item is closest to its final stage, to its, you know, to its completion. Kegoyin kishoyach alodom ha-maychel, for instance, when a person is mamish eating a food, she'oz mizgabra b'chinas koyach ha-moshich, the koyach ha-moshich is getting strengthened, she'hu b'chinas ha-toiv sheba ha-maychel. In this case, the koyach ha-moshich is the good energy, the positive things in that food item. She'idei zeh choshek v'nichsaf hodom l'sharoshay, which is what gives the person desire and yearning to want to connect with Hashem. V'zehu ma shekosav Admor Zal, and this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran Tanina, chapter 7, shebeshas u'achilo yecholin lizkois leha'oras ha'rotzoim, that while a person is eating, that's an opportune time for the person to be zoichet to he'oras ha'rotzoim, to an incredibly powerful yearning to Hashem, a desire to want to come close to Hashem. Shezehu b'chinas koyach ha'moshech. Another word for horas harotzoin is koyach ha-moshich. Hainu kanal, as we said earlier, as we just said. V'alkein ha-malochois shem smuchim ligmar ha-maychal. Now, for this reason, those acts of work which are closest to the final completion of preparing that food, kegoyin afi u'bisho, like baking and cooking, heim smuchim b'yoysel koyach ha-moshich. They're closest to that koyach ha-moshich, to that heoras harotzon that the person could experience when he's actually eating. Because baking and cooking are the final stages in preparing that food right before eating. V'alkein heimutorim b'yontif. This is why they're permitted on yontif. Ki tikun ubirur zeh tzrichen adayin gam b'yontif. Because this final tikun of koyach ha-machriach is still necessary on yontif. Dahainu l'sakein ha-maychol l'hamshich bo yahatam al yedei afi abishol, meaning to complete the food item, to bring out its real taste by putting it through the baking process or cooking process. Ki hatam nimshach mituv Hashem, because we know that the true taste of a food item comes from the goodness of Hashem. Kama shekosuv ta'amu ura'u ki toiv Hashem, taste and you'll see that Hashem is good. So we see that the tam is an expression of Hashem's goodness, ukemuvan, as is brought. V'zeh tzrichin adayin l'hamshech b'yontif al yodeinu. So therefore, this tam, this true taste of the food item, is something that we still have to be involved in completing on yontif, through our activity. Ki iso, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, shebiyontif ein oilin atachles hashoyre shubchinas koidesh, on Yontif, we do not rise up, like we said earlier on Shabbos, where all the different worlds are elevated and lifted up and plugged into that high level of Kedusha called Kodesh, Rak hu bebechinas mikro kodesh. But rather, we find that Yontif is referred to in the Torah as mikro kodesh. Shekoiren es hakodesh. We call out to the Kedusha. We reach out, we try to reach out to it in a sense. Kimavur bekavonos, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Nimtzo she'oz yesh adayin eza achiza l'koyach ha-machriach. So that shows us that the koyach ha-machriach is still active. Me'achar she'tzrichan adayin oz la'achriach es chiyus ve'elyem b'chinas kodesh she'yered l'matam madragosoy. Because we see that on Yontif, we're still involved in trying to force the Kedusha to bring it down below to us. Against its natural flow, against its natural desire. The natural desire of the Kedusha, the natural place of the Kedusha is up on high. And on Shabbos, we climb up to there, we go up to there. On Yontif, we're being told we don't go up to there. We still have to try to draw from there down to where we're at. Afal pi she'enit tzorech leireit kemoi b'choil, although on Yontif, the Kedusha isn't going down the same way it is on a regular weekday. Shegam b'yontif oylin hoy lomo islamay l'gavoya, because even on Yontif, the worlds rise up a little bit to a higher level than their normal state. Avo me'achar she'enom oylin ad ha'shoyre she'elyen kemoy b'shabbos, shubachin as kodesh. But because of the fact that on Yontif, the worlds do not go up to the top upper place like they do on Shabbos, which is called Kodesh. Rak shebechinas Kodesh tzorech leireid k'tzas lamato, but rather that the Kodesh has to come down a little bit towards us. Alkein yesh oz adayin achiz k'tzas lebechinas koyach machriach. That shows us that the koyach machriach is still active a little bit. However, because of the holiness of Yontif, it gives the Koyach HaMoshech the ability to defeat the Koyach HaMachriach, to get stronger against it. However, because the Koyach HaMachriach is still there, and it requires effort and battle on our part to overcome that koyach hamachriach completely, al kein yesh bo yadayin eiza malochas, shu malochas seichel nefesh, shehem hamalochas hasmuchim al hamaychol. That's why there still is a little bit of work on Yontif, which is the malochas seichel nefesh, which is closest to the final production of the result of, you know, the final product of the food. Shehem b'shvil lahamshich tam hamaychol, al yidei afiyo bishol kiyotzei, of which those acts of work are intended to bring out the final good taste of the food item, like in baking and cooking. Ki hatam tzrichen adayin lahamshich milamalo al yidei hamalochay shalochel nefesh. Because we still have to draw down from above that tam, that good taste, through our work, through our cooking and baking, the malochas of shalochel nefesh. Ki adayin tzrichen birur k'tzas al yodeinu. It still requires some refinement, some completion through us. Because as the Arizal said, on Yontif we have to draw down chius from those upper worlds to a degree. Aval elu hamalochay shaloichal nefesh heim smuchem ma'oid el koyach hamoshech kanal. However, once again, these types of work of oichal nefesh, baking and cooking, they are very close to the Koyach HaMoshech. Within the ballpark of Koyach HaMachriach, they're the ones that are closest to Koyach HaMoshech. V'alkein, Shom, Mizgaber HaKoyach HaMoshech, Keneged Koyach HaMachriach, B'yoser. Kemavur Shom Batoranal. And that's why, as you get closer to the Koyach HaMoshech, the Koyach HaMoshech gets stronger. As Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter on the Kutimran, for instance, we talk about the gravitational pull of the earth. When you throw something up away from the earth, it climbs for a couple of seconds till it gets to a certain place, then it starts coming down. And you'll notice that the closer it gets to the earth, the faster it's moving. Because as it gets closer to the Koyach HaMoshech's power is stronger and stronger on that item. So when it comes to these final stages of food preparation, which we said, even though they're part of Koyach HaMachriach, but they're the part of Koyach HaMachriach that's closest to Koyach HaMoshech, that's why the Koyach HaMoshech there is very strong. Shekol ma shesamuch harbe b'yoyser l'koyach HaMoshech, hu nimshach b'mehirus yoyser l'sham, ayin sham. As we repeated from the chapter in the Likutei Moharan, that the closer the object comes in falling down to the earth, it moves more quickly. V'alkein ein oysim b'yontif kiyim melechas oichel nefesh. This is why on Yontif we're only allowed to do melechas oichel nefesh, shem smuchim b'yoyser l'koyach HaMoshech, which are closest to Koyach HaMoshech, Sheshom is Gaber Koyach HaMoshech B'Yoser. There, the Koyach HaMoshech is strongest and most effective. Ki Kein Hu B'Yontif. She'oz Mizgaber Koyach HaMoshech Al Koyach HaMachriach. Because that's what's happening on Yontif. On Yontif, in general, the Koyach HaMoshech is winning over the Koyach HaMachriach. Rak Machma Shadayin Tzrichin Ktsas is Gabrus Kanal. However, because it still requires some effort on our part, that's why we still need to be permitted to do, to be able to do, some melachas, melachas echel nefesh. Aval b'Shabbos hu shvisa v'naicho legamri. Whereas on Shabbos, then you have total rest, total abstaining from work. Kios hu meyein olam haba. Because on Shabbos, it's like a taste of olam haba. Shekol hadvorim shovim v'choizrim l'shoroshom helyon, whereby all things go up, they rise up to their uppermost source. V'koyach HaMachriach mizbatel gabi koyach HaMoshech koroi. And the koyach HaMachriach disappears just about, you know, in the presence of the strong koyach HaMoshech. V'oz nigmorim v'nishlomim kol ha'umunis v'atikunim shenasim daiko al yidei shehoyo koyach HaMachriach. And that's when all the different tikkunim, all the craftsmanship that Hashem wanted to do is completed and elevated to the highest degree because there was a koyach HaMachriach. Because we went through that battle during the 6 days of the week, sheishes yomim tavoid v'sisikom alachtecho, because of that, uvayoyim ha'shvi Shabbos l'shem alakecha. Because of that, on Shabbos, we get to that ultimate, ultimate rest and that ultimate, powerful koyach HaMoshech. It's again because there was a Koyach HaMachriach, that's what allows the Koyach HaMoshech to achieve such major tikkunim. Alkein, oz, b'shat, like the Gemara says, mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, yoichel b'Shabbos. Because of the tircha of Erev Shabbos, because of the struggle that we've had during the weekdays in dealing with the Koyach HaMachriach, that's what enables us, that on Shabbos, when Hashem turns on that Koyach HaMoshech, it's the most powerful thing, more powerful than angels, etc., etc. Alkein oz b'Shabbos betelin kol ha-melochos. That's why on Shabbos, all melochos become, are forbidden. Ki oz oilin ha-koil l'shoroshoi ho-elyon, because that's when everything rises up to its highest source, sheloy al yodeinu. Without our intervention, it's not dependent on us at all. The Kiddush of Shabbos. Ve'ein l'koyach HaMachriach shum shlito klal. And the Koyach HaMachriach has no effect whatsoever on Shabbos. That's why in the Nusach Sfard, on Friday night, when we say Kigavno, that special paragraph from the Zohar HaKadosh, it says there, V'chol shultonei rugzin u'mori dedina kulu arkin v'sabrumino. That on Shabbos, all the forces of din and evil, all of them disappear completely. They have no power, no effectiveness at all whatsoever. Alkein ein boi shum malacha. That's why on Shabbos, we do zero work. Shehu b'chinas koyach HaMachriach, malacha, which is the realm of the koyach HaMachriach. Ki oz shovin kol hadvorim l'sharoshon. Because that's when everything returns to its source in the highest place, b'menuchas sholom v'shalva, and it achieves a complete peaceful rest and harmony, bli milchomo klal, without any battle on our part. We don't have to do any battle, we don't have to do any work, we don't have to do any issarusa delasata. It's all coming from on high. It's all coming via issarusa delayla.